The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Best Friends Day. Tony, how should we celebrate?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I'm sorry. I got plans with Pablo.
Oh, man. Oh. Pablo replaced me. All righty then.
That's such a funny line.
Very funny line.
How is Pablo? I haven't seen
him. Very
funny
line.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Suns beat the Nuggets. Aaron Rodgers misses the start of minicamp, and the Canadiens suddenly look unbeatable. But we begin today with the Brooklyn Nets simply destroying the Milwaukee Bucks.
Roasting.
The Nets were up by 17 at the quarter, 24 at the half, 30 at the third, and by as much as 49 points in the fourth. Wilbon, you picked the Bucks in this series.
How's that going?
Exactly what do the Bucks have to be optimistic about now?
Going home. That's it. That's all they got to look optimistic about. I told you yesterday, I thought in game one, the Bucks majored in dumb by just firing, jacking up threes as if they were, you know, Golden State or somebody. Isn't that what they do? They have big, strong, tough guys, allegedly, and guys who can play defense. They didn't do any of that. Let's just go jack it up. And they look like morons. They did. They played that way, and they're not. It's a bright team with bright individual players and a bright coaching staff. And I don't know what the hell they were doing. And they doubled down on that last night, Tony. I mean, it's just, they seem overwhelmed. They seem not prepared. I don't get it. I don't get it because coming off what they've come off of the last 2 years, where they got aced out and embarrassed then, this is a shock. I did not see this coming. I could see 0-2 coming, but not like this.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know what Lou Lamoriello would do if he's with the New Jersey Devils. He'd fire the coach.
Yes, right.
He'd
now.
He'd change, because it can't be much worse. I mean, they got beat soundly in one. They got torched in two. Harden's not even out there, you know, for Brooklyn. And you just say to yourself, well, what is going on here? Let's go to some individual players. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I want to get the numbers right. He's a two-time MVP. He had 18-11 last night. What's that? Like, he's 2-for-10 from the foul line. So now we're talking about Ben Simmons land. The second and third best players, Chris Middleton, Jrue Holiday, they were lousy again. In game one, they were 13-42. They shot better this time, but Middleton was minus 30. Holiday was minus 27. What are they doing? Blake Griffin hasn't dunked in 3 years, and he's dunking on these people.
Him. Both games.
Yeah.
Tony, this is one I heard several recent former players and longtime former players say, you know what? Forget about practice. Go and sit down and talk this out. Figure out where you are and what the hell has gone wrong. And this coach, who is not known for rallying people in the main, right? Obviously, his team's always prepared to enter a season. They're prepared in that overarching way. What is he going to do? Is he the guy to even rally them? And so, Tony, wow, this is the shock of the playoffs so far, them getting torched like they are. Over in the West, the Phoenix Suns topped the Denver Nuggets in game one. Chris Paul went 6-for-6 in the fourth quarter, and DeAndre Ayton played Nikola Jokic to a draw throughout the game. So who was the more important Sun last night, Tone, Paul or Ayton?
Yeah. The temptation is to go with the obvious answer, which is Chris Paul. Because as you say, in the fourth quarter, he was 6-for-6. I believe he either scored or assisted, again, let's get the numbers right, on 20 of the Suns' 34 points in the decisive fourth quarter. But you're going to pick Chris Paul because he's your boy. He's not my boy. I'm going to pick Ayton because, as you say, he held the guy that you voted for as MVP.
Yes.
He held him
to a draw. Dead even.
And let me give a little bit of credit here to the coaching staff of the Phoenix Suns, because they saw what Jokic did to backup centers in Portland in that series. And so every time Jokic was out there, every minute, every second, Ayton was out there with him. When Jokic sat down, Ayton sat down. When Jokic went back in, Ayton went back in. And not only did he need 23 shots to get his 22 points, he didn't go to the line at all, which means that Ayton guarded him honestly, never fouled him, and played great.
He did. And I'm not going to argue against any of that. I'm just not. But if you watch the post game, which means you have to be some kind of lunatic up awake like me, watching from the West Coast 3 hours late, like 2 a.m., you'd hear DeAndre Ayton say, as he did, Chris Paul. Chris Paul, Chris Paul, Chris Paul. Because I know the tutoring that goes on, Tony. And Chris Paul did this and put his arm around Ayton sometime around the first day of camp and said, son, and he could be his son, he's so young, you're going to listen to the old man. You're going to listen to Yoda. And Chris Paul, Tony, Ayton said that Chris Paul just being on the floor, having the ball, helped calm him and the whole team down. And it does. And in that fourth quarter, remember, Tony, Phoenix was down 9, all right? Down 9. And with Chris Paul just starting to light it up, the Suns had a 16-0 run. I'm not saying they were going to lose the game without that run. I'm just saying, yes, the easy answer, because it's the answer, and it can always be the answer, is Chris Paul. Everything Ayton does, he's improved on doing from his tutoring from Chris Paul, period.
Let me just put this in. The bigger surprise was Ayton holding Jokic even.
Yes.
Bigger surprise.
Big
Chris
big
Paul's
advantage.
Not a surprise.
No.
He's not a surprise.
That's right. Over in the NFL, Tone, Aaron Rodgers was a no-show for the first day of Packers. I guess it's a mandatory minicamp as opposed to an optional minicamp. That's not unexpected either way. But Andrew Brandt of Sports Illustrated tweeted, quote, Packers will never admit it, but they would be fine with Aaron skipping minicamp and maybe some training camp, close quote, because that enables them to better evaluate Jordan Love, who they drafted. Tony, are you with Brandt that the Packers are secretly A-OK with this?
Okay, I understand what he's saying. If Rodgers isn't there, then Love, who was third string last year, not even second string, gets to work with the first team. So if Rodgers never shows up, you think a certain amount of confidence would accrue to the rest of the players in Jordan Love. And Aaron Rodgers can't be angry at this, Mike, because he's the antagonist in this.
That's right.
He's the guy doing this. So I get that theoretically. I do. But if you think that this is good for the Packers, you're insane. Because the MVP of the league has said, I'm not playing with you right now, maybe in the future, but not right now. And every day he's away brings him one step closer to never coming back.
I get that, Tony, but this is good for the Packers in the long term. I'm sorry, the Packers have already done this transition for the 1,000th time from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. And at some point, Aaron Rodgers had to get out there and take those reps and prove to the guys in that room that he was ready to play. It didn't happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight with Jordan Love. But the Packers took him. Here's how the Packers seem particularly, and you know how much I love the president of the Packers, all right, Mark Murphy, former Washington when they were called, sorry, the Redskins, and Northwestern AD. Love them. But that organization seems so gutless right now. You took this guy. You didn't take him to find out in the first round whether he could play. You took him because you thought he could play. And now you're scared to put him out there? I think secretly, because they don't seem to have the cojones to own up to it, they have to be happy about this. Because at some point, whether it's now or later, they've got to transition to Jordan Love. And Jordan Love's got a play, Tone. And right now they can find out whether or not he's even ready to play.
There's a compromise suggested by Peter King. And he says Rodgers should play this year for the Packers and they should agree to trade him after this year. And I like the idea, except for two things.
Rodgers,
if I'm Rodgers, I'm not going to trust them.
I'm not going to trust them to do this.
And if I'm the Packers, I've just undercut his trade value by saying we're going to trade him at the end of the year. We move on. The Montreal Canadiens swept Winnipeg out of the playoffs last night, and they became champions of the Canadian division. They have won 7 straight playoff games after never winning more than 3 games in a row in the regular season. Montreal never trailed for 1 second in this series. Wilbon, has Montreal earned your trust?
Yeah, Tony, they have to. And there's some other good teams left now. We're going to presumably see the Canadiens if they win this series. You know, if you're just done with that one, the next series.
And they've won.
They've won. There are teams like Tampa Bay out there, Tony. And so, you know, we know how good Tampa Bay is. They already earned our trust. But yeah, I mean, relative to this season, here's the only thing. It's just divisional play. That's all it is. We don't have any idea of, you know, cross sampling, if you will. So this isn't just earning our trust now. I mean, Montreal looks, they look modern, historically good. They haven't even done this, which is to say, lead every second of every game since like 1960. I mean, think of the players, you know, wearing the Habs uniform, the jersey, the sweater then. So yeah, they've earned it, but they gotta go a little bit further with this division-only structure for me.
So I think it's crazy what is going on with Montreal. 16 teams make the playoffs. They had the least amount of points. In their last 9 games, they only won 1 game in regulation. They lost 6 of their last 9 games. They're down 3-1 to Toronto, a team that everybody says could win the Cup. They sweep them out. They win 3 in a row. They sweep out Winnipeg. Now, I think you probably have to ask yourself about Mark Scheifele for a second, because he got suspended for 4 games, and he's the 9th leading scorer in the entire league. If he's out there for Winnipeg, maybe there's a difference in this series.
Probably not.
I don't know how Montreal is doing this, but to your point, they will get the winner of Vegas, Colorado. And both those teams had the highest point total of all in the regular season. Again, they only played teams in their division. But Montreal will get a real test.
In defense of them, Tony, some of those games they lost at the end of the season, when you mentioned they won one of only 9 in regulation time, Carey Price was not just some guy, was out.
That's right.
And so you get him back. And we know the difference that one goaltender can make in the entire NHL playoffs. I think
if we're speaking, if I'm speaking for both of us, have they earned our trust? We're still reticent.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because we haven't seen enough.
Yeah.
A little bit. Let's take a break. But coming up is tonight's game 2 at home against the Hawks, a must win for the Sixers.
And do the Clippers or the Jazz have more momentum heading into their series, which starts tonight?
Yeah, Jokic, MVP. The second year guy held them down, held them even. What do you think?
He's a guy that Jay Billis told might be Wilt in the future. So, you know?
Yeah, but we hadn't seen
that. Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Ford. Built Ford proud.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for toss-up. 2 men enter, 1 man leaves, finishes the show, then hops on Twitch to waste some noobs in League of Legends. What's first?
Toss-up is tonight's game 2 for the Sixers. A nice to win or a must win?
So everything changes with this question by what the Clippers did. The Clippers lost their first 2 games at home, and then they won 4 of the next 5, including 3 on the road. So, you know, that, in my mind, makes this a nice to win, not a must win. Atlanta could lose both games in Atlanta. I mean, they're not a veteran playoff team. They're just like Dallas. They got one really good young star and 4 guys stand around and watch him. The other thing is, Mike, that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George played all the games for the Clippers, and we don't know about Embiid. We don't know his availability.
Well, see, Tony, that's why I don't disagree with your analysis of this, but because they wasted a 40-point night, 39 points from Embiid at home. To me, Philadelphia's got to win tonight. You don't know if Embiid's going to even be there the whole time, so you got to get this. Otherwise, you have no margin for error. I like the analogy of Dallas and Atlanta as they come along with their young stars drafted and even traded for each other. I like where you're going with that. But, Tony, Atlanta's got more good players than Dallas. Right now, Atlanta's got more good players, and so many of them can shoot it. So I think it's a must-win.
Next.
Toss-up, who's got better momentum heading into their series that starts tonight, the Clippers or the Jazz?
Well, the Clippers have better momentum because the Clippers just won two elimination games, Game 6 and Game 7, and they played more recently than Utah. Utah hasn't played in like 6 weeks, it seems. They've been out for a full week at this point. On the other hand, and there's always an Utah has Donovan Mitchell. And every single playoff game that he has played in this year, they have won. Now, they don't have Mike Conley tonight.
That's a big deal.
But I still think being a first-place team and having won 52 games as opposed to 47 games and not being a first-place team, I don't know about the momentum, but I think Utah should be favored in this series.
Well, Utah is favored, Tony, and I hear what you're saying about the momentum. And I was going to say Utah had the momentum as well. Because they just won four in a row. They lost their first game, they won four in a row. But, Tony, the absence of Michael Conley, I mean, Michael Conley's presence and all that he does, that enables Donovan Mitchell to sort of play the way Donovan Mitchell wants to on a given night. And he doesn't have to anchor that thing like Mike Conley does. So I'm a switch because of Conley's absence and go with the Clippers, at least for tonight.
That's it. Let's take one last break still to come. Tom Brady, your boy.
Yeah.
Went full speed at minicamp today. Should that end any concerns about his knee?
You know, this obsession with minicamp in the media, it's pretty creepy. And did Nate McMillan deserve to finish higher than fifth in the NBA Coach of the Year voting?
As you know, I had him first.
Yeah, I had him
first.
Third.
Not your boy Tibbs.
Yeah.
First.
I had him third.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 55th birthday, Jeff Lunau. Lunau was the Houston Astros general manager when they cheated in 2017 by devising a scheme to let their hitters know what type of pitch was coming by banging on a garbage can. The Astros won the World Series that year, a championship many consider tainted. Lunau and manager A.J. Hinch were suspended for 1 year by baseball and then fired by Houston owner Jim Crane. Alex Cora, who was coaching for the Astros in 2017, was let go as manager of the Boston Red Sox after the scandal broke. Now Hinch is managing the Detroit Tigers, and Cora is back managing Boston. No Astros players were suspended or punished in any way, though they are routinely booed on the road, and you wonder how many will re-sign with Houston when their contracts are up. Only Lunau, who adamantly denies any knowledge of the cheating, is still out of baseball. He is radioactive. But happy birthday.
Tony, he may be radioactive in baseball, but there's always chatter about him going to some other sport, another league, and running that team. Mexican soccer league teams have been mentioned that Luhnow might go that direction. So not radioactive everywhere. Not yet, happy birthday.
Happy anniversary, Boston Celtics. On this day 35 years ago, Larry Bird had 29 points, 11 rebounds, and 12 assists as the Celtics beat the Houston Rockets to win their 16th NBA championship. The Celtics roster featured Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Bill Walton, Dennis Johnson, and Danny Ainge, and many people consider it one of the greatest teams of all time. The Celtics went 40-1 at home that season. They went to the playoffs 15-3, going through the likes of Michael Jordan's Bulls, Dominique Wilkins' Hawks, and Hakeem Olajuwon's Rockets. Bird, McHale, and Ainge went on to coach teams and run teams. Ainge put together Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen in Boston and won a championship. Walton became a much-beloved broadcaster. Down the bench on that Celtics team was Rick Carlisle, who's had a long and distinguished second act coaching the Mavericks.
Tony, there was so much greatness on that team, physically, intellectually. It was just a great thrill to watch that team play any night. I mean, they put on a show just by themselves. And so I think people have forgotten about how great that 86 Boston Celtics team really was.
A melancholy trails to Jim Fossil. The former head coach of the New York Football Giants died of a heart attack at 71. Fossil coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003 and guided them to three playoff appearances, including Super Bowl 35, which they lost to Baltimore. Fossil was 58-53-1 overall in New York and was named Coach of the Year in 1997. But it was something Fossil said during the Super Bowl year that stood out to Giant fans. The team had lost two games in a row and had slipped to 7-4, causing anxiety about making the playoffs. Fossil told the media declaratively, and I quote, "This is a poker game. I am shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out. This team is going to the playoffs."
Tony, not all that long ago, it seems, I saw Coach Fossil. I mean, he and his family, I know he and his son were in Arizona. I'd see them out on the golf course, and he was himself personable and smiling and looked great. And to hear this was just a stunner. 71 is not old, and he in 71 particularly was not old. And I know that he will be missed by a great, great, great many people. Such sad news to hear.
Let us go to the big finish if we could. Tom Thibodeau named Coach of the Year for a second time. Why was Nate McMillan fifth?
Well, Monty, you know, Williams, I had second, and I had McMillan third. Some people had Quinn and Doc Rivers ahead of him. It was debatable, right? Reasonable people can disagree. Tom Brady participated in Bucks minicamp at full speed today. Seriously, this is supposed to be a big deal?
Tom Brady working hard is never a surprise. That's how he got to be Tom Brady.
That's right.
Game one of the Women's College World Series tonight between number one Oklahoma and number 10 Florida State. Who do you favor?
You did say number one Oklahoma, didn't you? Best two of three, man. It's hard to pick against the Sooners in this sport. Titans receiver A.J. Brown says he tried to give his number 11 jersey to Julio Jones. Jones wouldn't take it. Your thoughts?
I think that he wants to break cleanly with Atlanta. I don't think he wants anything to remind him, like a jersey. Last one, will the Lightning eliminate the Hurricanes tonight?
Look, the Lightning will probably win this series. They got three shots at it. But I'm going with the Hurricanes and Raleigh to extend this series, Tony, tonight.
All right. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Played 18 this morning in under 3 hours.
In the cicadas? Oh, God.